The Cantilena Chamber Choir will present Dreyer's Passion of Joan of Arc, 1928 silent film at Trinity Church in Lenox on Saturday, the 12th of May at 7:30 p.m. Silent film organist Peter Krasinski will be a special guest in the program with a live chorus and orchestra. A 6:45 pre-concert lecture will explore the extraordinary history of the film and the score. The Passion of Joan of Arc is a 1928 silent French film based on the actual record of the trial of Joan of Arc. The original version was lost for decades after a fire destroyed the master negative, and only variations of Dreyer's second version were available. Peter Krasinski is broadly recognized as a motivating consultant for the pipe organ community, whose imaginative and energetic performances elevate and inform audiences. Along with regular concert appearances, he specializes in the art of silent film accompaniment worldwide. Andrea Goodman is the choir's founder and director, and it's a great pleasure to welcome Andrea and Peter to the roundtable this morning. Thank you very much for being with us. A great pleasure to have you both on the program.
Good morning, Joe.
Great to be here.
Well, thank you very much. Let us begin with you, Andrea, as to how this came about, the idea of the choir lending its voice and ultimately getting Peter involved to accompany this film.
I have a board member who had seen it many years ago in Washington, D.C., when a librarian from the Library of Congress unearthed the score and parts, of which only four or five parts existed, the string parts only from the full score, and resurrected the other parts and put on a performance of it there in, I think, 96 or 98.
So tell us this, because this is one of the, this has not been performed much. It's a rarity to have this performed in the way it's being performed.
I don't know that it's ever been performed with such large forces as the score intends it to be. Various people have tried it because it's a lot of work to take the score, which is now only in what we call a reduction, which gives basically cues for various instruments, but only parts exist for the strings. And so you have to then, if you want any more parts to be realized, you have to write them out yourself, unless they exist somewhere in France, which is my next project, to go and look and see if they're in the French National Library.
But. So before, and I want to get to Peter here, but give us a sense of the story of the score in the film itself, because this has been lost for a long time. And then, as I mentioned, the negative got burned. And then, so how did it come back even to the point where you can show it?
In 1998, a canister was found in a mental institution in Oslo, Norway. And the janitor finds these canisters and then gives them to the Film Institute in Norway, where they sit for 3 years before someone looks at them. Finally, someone looked at them.
Whose office does that sound like, huh?
Someone looked at them and said, oh my gosh, this is the original, an original negative from the 1928 version. And perhaps the director of the Institute of Mental Health was a collector. Somehow he got a hold of it. And that's conjecture. We're not quite sure if that's really how they ended up there. So from this 1928 version, Criterion Films was able to resurrect it and make a clean copy. And many, many composers over the years have set their own music to it, but very rarely has one ever heard the original orchestration. And thankfully, it's really, really great. So,
Peter, tell us a little bit about the music and how you came to this project and your familiarity with the film in general.
Yeah, well, first of all, it's great to hear. Hello, Andrea.
Hello, Peter.
Coming up, it's going to be a very special thing, and I hope we pack the place. This is a film I'm very familiar with. When I first saw the film, it was completely silent, and I used to play at a place called Hammond Castle Museum in Gloucester for silent films years ago. And when the films came, they were actually in the canister, and they were still 16 millimeter, and there was just nothing there. So I, for many years, have been improvising for films due to the lack of scores. What makes this really exciting is that we have finally discovered most of the music, and Andrea has been patient enough to put it together to make it all come together. And of course, she has her wonderful chorus. It's going to be adding an amazing sound to the event. So this is a bit of a departure for me in that I won't be creating most of the music. I'll be actually following the score and following the cues as directed by the conductor.
Tell us a little bit about the music itself and what it is like and how it accompanies the film. I mean, I know how, but as far as the
very often, the best compliment you can give to any soundtrack for a movie is that you really don't notice it. It should be a complete part of the film. It should create an overall event for the people that are in the audience. And this music actually is really quite a kaleidoscope of emotion as well as musical motifs. You opened your program with the wonderful bassoon solo of the, what is that called, Andrea? What is that?
Les Batailleurs, which happens to be a street fair. That's what that means. Vendors and jugglers, and as they're bringing Joan to the stake, this is all going on as she's passing
by. All going on. So you've got the crowd sounds being the idea of a joyous little celebration, but in a somewhat grotesque nature, going on in the background while Joan is being brought to be executed, to be burned. And it's just an amazing juxtaposition of emotions and music. Also, I must say that the music itself, I think, is very well crafted, and it has an incredible French flair. The more I play it through, and especially with the organ addition, the addition of the organ plays a major role. It's almost as though it's an organ concerto for orchestra and chorus and organ. There's so much important material given to the organ. So it's got that churchy feeling, at the same time a very secular edge to it because of the French harmonies. I just think it's wonderful music to listen to.
When you, I'm interested in the film itself. So are you working from a print, and how does the film look and all that stuff?
Well, the print is was made in 1994 for the Richard Einhorn version of Voices of Light. That was re-released and remastered. So it's perfect. But of course, we won't be performing that version. We're performing our own. But I have to say also that thanks to the Berklee College of Music, we got involved with their film music department, and they created another version to be done, played simultaneously. If you've ever had the good fortune of watching Keith Lockhart do the film night at Tanglewood, you see that there is a version of the film with cues and what they call punches and streamers, which let the conductor know where they have to be when. And so they made one of these for us. And then the professors in the conducting department helped me work with it. So there's a lot of people involved behind the scenes, too. So
now, Peter, I'm curious, will you be playing the pipe organ that is at Trinity, or do you travel with one?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, all right.
The organ's a remarkable instrument. It's really powerful, and actually even has some parts. It's a real kind of wonderful marriage of organ. The other part of it is, of course, if you think about the 1920s when these films were coming out, the idea of a movie palace was a very big thing. Now, when you go to the movies, let's face it, it's a pretty sterile environment. You've got a comfortable seat, but there isn't much to look at or enjoy around you. What's fun about these sort of events is that not only do you have a classic movie to look at, we're going to have a classic building to do it in. It was an incredible, incredible architecture, which will really sort of lend itself to the story as well. Its churchiness and its heaviness and its beauty all at the same time.
All right, you're kind of zipping in and out there, but let me ask you, Andrea, as far as the chorus goes, of getting the chorus ready for this as the founder and as the director of this chorus, how do you get ready for a project like this?
Well, I was able to take the film and practice with it, my version that I'll be using, and practice with it and practice with the chorus. The chorus is involved in around 20 minutes of an hour and 20-minute score, and yet they play a vital role. And that's going to be the easiest part is it's plugging in the orchestra with them and cramming them all up on
the easy part.
Yeah, cramming them up on the chancel area that we're all going to be behind the screen, very much like a Tanglewood. So, I'm looking forward to working with the orchestra, and they have the old parts and so. Yeah.
Peter, let me ask you what got you interested in doing this type of work and talking in the introduction about how you came and work with these silent films and with the pipe organ and have done so much on this. How did you come to this and ultimately what is talk a little bit about your exploration of that era? All right, we may have lost Peter. We were in and out there, but I think maybe we lost him on his phone.
Well, I can answer for Peter.
It's all on you then, Andrea. It's just you and me.
Well, Peter played production of the film in Boston with improvising some sections, and I had heard about it from a colleague who told me that he's the man and you have to use him if you're going to be doing this. And in the event that there are any gaps in the score, he could fill them in with improvisation because that's his thing. And yet here he doesn't have to improvise most of the time and he just plays what's there. I mean, he just has an innate knowledge of really how to work with these movies.
Well, the Cantilena Chamber Choir will present Dreyer's Passion of Joan of Arc, 1928 silent film at Trinity Church in Lenox, on Saturday, May 12th at 7:30. You can find out more information at www.cantilenachoir.org. And that is spelled C-A-N-T-I-L-E-N-A, cantilenachoir.org. Peter, I'm sorry that we're having technical difficulties with him, but you can see him on just this weekend, right? On Saturday, May 12th at 7:30, May 12th at 7:30 at the Trinity Church in Lenox. Andrea, thank you so much for being with us. Always a pleasure. And I do want to mention real quick, a 6:45 pre-concert lecture.
Yeah, you could find out more about this extraordinary project.
Cantilenachoir.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.